Hello and welcome to the Success Showcase. I'm your host, Eric Lopkin from the Modern Observer Group. And with me as always is Chip Januszewski from the Happiness and Success GPS. Chip, how are you doing this week?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. Things are going well.
Good to hear. We got a little spring day today, which is great because I actually had a little bit of snow on Saturday and it was no April Fool's joke.
Yeah, spring's, but we've been waiting for spring around New England. And it's finally starting to get here.
Yeah, we had our first version the last week in February, if I remembered. And then all fun broke loose. But
yeah, then we got hit with major winter.
Here we are. So,
all right. Well, today we're going to talk about unintended consequences. And the fact is, so many of us get hit with unintended consequences. We see unintended consequences occur all the time. You jump on what you think is going to be a great idea, or you jump into something too quickly without proper planning. And what happens is not what you intended. Of course, we see it most often, or at least most visibly, in politics, because a problem comes up, senators, congressmen, local politicians all go, oh, we've got to do something about this. We've got to do something quick. And they rush into something. And then a year or so down the line, you see all of the unintended consequences that happened. The most recent thing I saw was Connecticut. I guess it's probably 3-4 years ago already, passed the tightest gun control laws in the country. Now we're seeing the unintended consequence. Connecticut has had more applications for pistol permits than any time in its history. Now, of course, nobody intended for that to happen, but when the government says we're taking away guns, gun owners respond by getting more legal guns.
Yep. And you would think that people would think about that up front, which is just like you're talking about. Obviously, with politicians especially, they jump the gun and they just react and do things very, very quickly without thinking about what the consequences are up front. At least that's the way it seems.
All right, and it happens all the time. I mean, decisions are made with the best of intentions, but when you don't take everything into consideration or don't look at what you're actually doing, then you end up with unintended consequences. Another political decision that everybody has seen unintended consequences was the Affordable Care Act. Obamacare stated that insurance companies could not turn away people for pre-existing conditions. They then added conditions that every policy had to cover. Now, to pay for all of this, they passed a tax on medical devices. Well, the consequence of all of this is insurance premiums went up because they were covering more. The cost of medical devices went up because there was additional taxes put on them. So healthcare costs as a whole went up because of the Affordable Care Act, rather than the intended consequence of having it go down.
And it really affected a lot of different people who couldn't afford it in a very, very negative way, too.
Oh, yes. So you have to take a step back in the planning process and figure out what could go wrong. And the easiest way to do this is to surround yourself and ask the opinions of people who disagree with you. poke holes in plans. You want to know what can go wrong with a plan before you implement it. So many people get caught up in, I know this is the right thing, I know this will work, let's move forward. But without bringing in those different points of view and different experiences, you miss the elements that cause unintended consequences. There was a show years ago called Sports Night, written by Aaron Sorkin. And he had a line in the show that I've always loved. The managing editor of the program said, if you're dumb, surround yourself with smart people. If you're smart, surround yourself with smart people who disagree with you. This is how you get those opposing points of view. Surrounding yourself with yes men or people with the same background and same experiences, you miss out on a lot. And that ends up causing these unintended consequences. Yeah,
It all really starts too with having things written down as far as your plans go so that you have it organized in the first place. And part of that, exactly what you're saying, is taking a look at what the possible consequences of doing what you're doing are. And the best way to do that is to get together with some other people and get their opinions. And, you know, we've talked in the past a little bit about masterminding and this and that. And if you're in a creative industry where you're putting together ideas all the time that you have to test, it's not a bad idea to get a group of people together on a periodic basis to do that, to help you out and to help them out.
Absolutely. Trade opinions, trade ideas, get feedback. It's a great way to avoid unintended consequences, or at least figure out what could go wrong and have a backup plan to deal with it. Now, the other thing, and it's also in itself is an unintended consequence. A lot of times, unintended consequences come about from a misunderstanding of mindset. Now, we've talked a lot about the importance of a positive attitude. But a positive attitude does not mean putting blinders on. People will focus themselves on having a positive attitude, and they will convince themselves that because of the positive mindset, nothing can possibly go wrong. And that's not what a positive mindset is.
No, a positive mindset is just your outlook on things in life and whatever. And obviously, there is a huge difference between that and reality sometimes. But if you approach things with the positive mindset, it helps you to overcome these things if something is going wrong. But as you say, it's definitely not, you can't put the blinders on up front and just say, just because I have a positive mindset, everything I do is going to work out great. You still have to go through your due diligence on everything. And so it is so important to identify these things up front. And then one of the things that positive mindset will do is help you to collaborate with people and solve things in a positive basis instead of just going, yes, but all the time.
Exactly. People mistake having a positive mindset for, to use a term that Steve Jobs used to use all the time, a reality distortion field. Reality still happens no matter what your mindset is. A positive mindset is how you cope with reality, how you respond to what happens. It doesn't mean nothing bad is going to happen. And yeah, having that reality distortion field, believing, oh, I don't have to worry about consequences because everything's going to go exactly as we have planned. Nothing ever goes exactly as planned.
Yep. I mean, and the only thing the positive mindset can do then is to help you cope with it once things do happen. So obviously there's a lot of great things about having a positive mindset. And we both talk all the time about how we positively recommend that you work on it because it is your choice, but it cannot solve these problems that you're talking about. However, can help you cope with them.
Absolutely. another cause of unintended consequences is theoretical reality. There's an old saying that says, in theory, theory and practice are the same. In practice, they aren't. And this is very true. When you're dealing with a theory, everything works perfectly. As soon as you put that idea into practice and it's no longer a theory, you have what scientists refer to as chaos theory. And it's all of the little things that can affect it, that can change trajectory, that can move forward, move backwards, that can't be predicted. The military has a saying, no battle plan survives contact with the enemy. And it's true. When you're at headquarters and you're making the plans, the enemy does exactly what you want them to do because you're the one planning it. As soon as it hits the battlefield, everything changes. You may not have taken into consideration the terrain. You may not have taken into consideration the number of opposing forces. There are all sorts of variables that you try to account for, but you can never account for everything. So no matter how solid your plan is, you have to be ready to pivot on the fly.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing is you got to make sure that if you do have a solid plan that you are following that point by point by point. Andy Andrews, who's a really, really cool author, he wrote The Traveler's Gift, and he also is a speaker and trainer and that kind of thing. And he's just came out with an Audible book that I've been listening to right now that talks about little things. And he's using stories in there. And one of the ones that I didn't even realize, he talked about Napoleon and the Battle of Waterloo. And what had happened in that is the French outnumbered the English big time, and the French had actually driven the British away from their cannons. But what they had forgot to do was grab pins before they went out and drove them away from their cannons to the stuff in the cannon holes so that they couldn't be used. And what happened is they got the cannons, they took them over, and they went past them, and the British came back and turned the cannons around, and that's how they won the Battle of Waterloo, just because they forgot these little things like putting stuff in the cannons to keep them from firing again. And that's something that I didn't even realize, but listening to it, pardon the pun, kind of blew me away.
Yeah, it's little things like that that cause plans to go awry. And that's why it's so important to be able to adapt. And again, going back to the military, there is something called the general's intent. And what this means is when plans are put together, the general's intent is the ultimate goal. Troops on the ground can adapt the plan as much as they want to deal with what's in front of them, as long as they stay true to the general's intent. In business and in life, in your personal life, that's your goal. The general's intent is the equivalent of your goal. What is it that this plan is meant to accomplish at its core? The ultimate goal. When you implement the plan, you may be forced to take twists and turns you never anticipated. You can change the plan to deal with unintended consequences, as long as you don't drift from that primary intent, from that core goal. The details of your plan have to be fluid enough so that when situations change, you can handle them. If you are an investor, for example, and you're going along, you've got your investment strategy, and then all of a sudden it's 2009. Employment takes a takes a drop. Housing takes a drop. The stock market takes a drop. What do? Well, the same strategy you were using in 2006, 2007 probably isn't going to work as well in 2009. You have to be able to adapt.
Yeah,
investors use things like stop loss orders to stop automatic trades if it gets too low. They trade stocks with dividends, so the dividends help offset losses. There's all sorts of tricks that investors use to minimize their risk. And when you're implementing a plan, you need to do the same thing. You have to have contingencies ready to minimize your risks.
Yeah, obviously that's why financial planning is such a complicated industry. And, you know, when you're going through these things, they actually take a look at what your risk tolerance is for doing things. You know, some people like to go after the bigger things, but they realize that if the market tanks, they're going to lose more doing these kind of things. And these are the pros and cons that you really have to weigh with any decisions that you're doing. What's your pain tolerance if something goes bad?
Exactly. When initially putting together your plan, you need to have your goal. You need to figure out how much risk you can handle when implementing that plan. And you need to have contingency plans in order to mitigate those risks. Unintended consequences are always going to crop up. What's key is how you handle them. How big a consequence really does depend on how ready you are to deal with things. The faster you can implement a contingency plan and mitigate that unintended consequence, the smaller that consequence is going to be. When you leave unintended consequences alone, they grow. So now you have things happening that you never planned for, you never anticipated. Some of them could be absolutely detrimental to your meeting your goal. Sometimes unintended consequences are good. It is possible to have a positive unintended consequence. Those you want to roll with.
Absolutely. So it is important to have everything written down as a plan, though. I mean, the more specific you are on that, I mean, Brian Tracy and other people who develop things talk about once you have that ultimate goal, chunking it down into its smallest pieces, part of which is really determining what potential consequences you have as you're doing that. And, you know, without wasting a whole lot of time doing that, it's really, really important to put together something that's very, very concrete in writing so that you have most of the what ifs addressed on there. I mean, we did talk about catastrophic things a month or two ago, but if you can kind of limit what the potential things are to catastrophic things that don't normally happen, planning goes a long way towards helping that out so that your unintended consequences aren't so severe.
All right. Einstein had a saying. He used to say, make things as simple as possible, but no simpler. And what he meant by that was you want to break down your plan into its smallest possible pieces. However, you don't want to make your plan so simplistic that you're missing large pieces that can lead to unintended consequences.
Yeah, and this is where it's such a great idea to show what you're doing to others. And just like you were saying before, get other people's opinions on what's going on there. Because if you have a few other people look at that, they will recognize the holes that you didn't even realize were there just by doing that.
And another thing is, again, we've primarily been focusing on how to avoid unintended consequences, but some unintended consequences can be good, but it depends on how good. It is very easy for people to plan for failure. What's less common and just as important is planning for success. We've heard it over and over again when politicians talk about situations in Iraq, Afghanistan. They spent so much time planning for the war, they didn't plan for the peace. You have to be ready to plan for success. And a simple analogy to think about is a website. You're building your business, you put up a website, you want orders to start coming in on your website. And the big concern is, well, what if nobody comes? What if nobody orders? But there are also the flip side to that. What if too many people come? What if you get so many orders you can't fill them all? You have to plan for more success than you anticipate, just as you have to plan to handle a failure.
Yeah, when you're doing your planning in business, a lot of times people talk about planning best case, worst case, and then what's normally going to happen. But a lot of people, when they're planning that best case, they just identify a number without figuring out exactly how they're going to fulfill that if they get to that place and say, wow, it'd be great if my sales tripled or whatever. But if you don't have the resources to do that, you're going to have a really, really negative unintended consequence of people leaving you because they can't trust you anymore. And all it takes is a quick one like that to really take a great situation and really be a detriment to your business moving ahead for quite a long time if your reputation is tarnished that bad. So you're absolutely right. You have to plan for the best case scenario to make sure you have all the resources there. If it's a website, make sure that you got enough resources so it doesn't crash, that kind of thing.
And you also have to manage expectations. And you see this most often in the consumer electronics industry. You see it with Apple and the iPhone whenever a new model comes out. You see it with Nintendo and Microsoft and Sony whenever they release a new video game console. The initial shipments come out on the product launch date, and there's lines around the block. And invariably, all of those people cannot get product because they cannot produce enough to deal with those initial crowds. When you manage expectations, those crowds can be used to your advantage. Apple does it very well, where people know if they're not there early, they're going to have to wait for the phone, and they're fine with that because they still end up buying their iPhones. Nintendo, a couple of video game consoles back when they first introduced the Wii, was so overwhelmed by the number of orders, it was over a year before they could fill demand. With video game consoles, it was something so new that even though they had completely underestimated their demand, people still hung in there. People still waited to get the console. If your product or service is not something that's revolutionary, if it's not something that someone can't get somewhere else, you don't have that leeway. People are not going to wait a year to get something from you when they can get it from your competitor in 3 weeks. So it's very important that you plan for what happens when things go too well, just as much as you plan for when things don't go well. Dealing with unintended consequences comes down to three things. It comes down to planning. It comes down to investigating all of the potential possibilities, and it comes down to your ability to adapt. Those three things are how you can deal with unintended consequences. And an unintended consequence of this show is that we are just about out of time. So, Chip, do you have any final thoughts? And what's the takeaway you want our listeners to have?
I think the step-by-step thing that you just talked about, planning, investigate, adapt, people should write those things down and just put in columns and start writing things underneath that as they are planning as to how to avoid unintended consequences.
Absolutely. You want to be ready. You cannot predict. And we talked a couple weeks ago about black swans, which were things that you could not predict. You're not going to be able to predict all of the unintended consequences, but the more you can, the more you can adapt, the better you can deal with them. And the faster you deal with them, the less impact they have. And that's my big takeaway for the week, is that adapting to deal with those new consequences as fast as possible will mitigate the negative effects. You've been listening to the Success Showcase. You can catch us every week at blogtalkradio.com/successshowcase. You can also find us on the iTunes Store and the Apple Podcasts app. We look forward to having you again next week. Remember, make this your best week ever and make next week even better. See you then.